Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
We're back and we're ready to party.
We are.
Well, semi-party.
Semi-party.
Louisa brought some fun drinks.
Yes, today. Our mocktails.
What were they? They're
These
like a
are
margarita.
Lime margarita mocktails.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We haven't tasted them, so hopefully they don't.
This is taste test.
Taste test number one.
It's okay.
It's not my favorite.
Not my favorite either. Honestly, it tastes like watered down lemonade.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, it tastes like watered down Sprite, like without the sugar.
And like without the like bubbles.
I can kind of taste the bubbles.
I can't.
I mean, it's not terrible. I can.
It tastes like
to
flat
it.
Sprite. Flats. Flat Sprite.
Yeah. It needs like more pizzazz.
Yeah.
I think we need to like work on mixing it with something else.
Yeah.
Not just the canned stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is our drink of the evening.
Yes.
Because I guess we're deciding that we want to be good. I'm not really sure why.
Well, I'm recovering from a stomach bug.
Oh, okay.
So
we're all punished because you have a stomach bug?
No. Well, also, like, these have been sitting in my fridge because we were going to drink these.
During dry January.
But then I bought those, like, Ken Euphoric ones that we preferred.
Mm-hmm.
And,
these kind of took the back seat.
Took the back,
For a good reason.
I feel like we're going to try. I'm going to get the Ken Euphoric, like, the other flavors because we had fun. We had fun with those.
To be fair, we always have fun.
But we do, but those were tastier.
Yeah. This one is just not. It just isn't.
It's missing fun.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Same. It's like watered down lemonade.
It does like quench my thirst.
Yeah.
But it's just because it's a liquid. So. You want to hear something weird that I heard the other day?
What?
I heard somebody say that they don't like crave water or drinking in general.
What? Like they never wake up at like 3 a.m. like like park
water like SpongeBob.
Like, yeah, like you feel like you're gonna die right in that moment if you don't gulp down.
Mm-hmm. No. And he was like, I just drink water because I know I have to. But he like probably drinks beer more than he drinks water.
What?
And I'm like,
this kind of reminds me of the conversation you and I had last week.
Why?
What
did we have?
We'll get to like more of like our event and stuff, but it was like towards the end of our night.
Oh God!
And I don't know.
We stayed out way too late.
I don't know. I like you brought this on, and I'm like, I've been thinking about it since then, and I'm like,
what did I say?
You were like, I don't even know how we got talking about it. I think food was presented to us, and we were like, it's okay. And you were like, you're like, food doesn't fascinate me like it does other people. Like, other people get excited about food and, like, the way it tastes. You're like, but if I really think about it, it grosses me out.
And it really does.
Like, what?
It does. It really does. I've talked to my sister about this before, and she agrees with me that if you think about it, like, while it's in your mouth and you're chewing and it just kind of grosses me out.
Oh, yeah, that's different. But you don't ever just, like, taste something and you're like, wow, like, this was.
I do. But I'm not, like, I could probably eat the same things over and over again and I would be okay. Like, I'm not a super picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy trying new food, but I'm, like, okay if I don't.
Yeah.
Like, eat that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing. But my sister, let's call her up and ask her about it because she said she feels the same way when she eats.
Well, yeah, that's like when you're saying like a word over and over again. It just sounds weird in your mouth.
I guess, but it like grosses me out and I'm like, I don't really want to eat anymore. I mean, obviously it hasn't stopped me from eating. It's not like I have like a phobia of eating because obviously I can't put the food down.
Yeah.
I really just like to snack a lot. It's not the taste of food because I enjoy the taste of
the
food.
The texture.
It's like more the texture. Like when it's when it's in my mouth and I'm chewing it and I'm like, this is disgusting. I feel like a baby bird.
Oh.
You know?
No.
Like baby birds, like they just
I know that, but I don't experience that.
Well,
I don't know if it's like because I grew up with foodies that it's like, no, like the flavors, like what do you taste? And it's like, oh, like I can taste the whatever different ingredients in it.
I don't know. I don't get that.
Like, have when you I'm ever just, had like a meal where it like transports you back to your childhood and you're like,
no,
what?
Absolutely oh my God. Not.
I have. I've literally stepped into like my mom's house once and she was cooking like of something that she hadn't made in years. And my mom was like, she said that I looked like the critic in Ratatouille when he has that flashback of him coming home.
Oh, yeah.
And that's literally how I felt. Because I was like, I haven't smelt this dish in so long. And it was no, so good.
I've never experienced that.
Oh.
My childhood was, I mean, my mom didn't really cook. I don't remember her really cooking.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, she was always working.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't eat. Maybe we just ate, like, a lot of fast food. I don't really remember. Like, I don't really remember. Because I'm sure, like, we picked stuff up on the way home. I do remember eating, like, a lot of Boston Market, which was, like, kind of healthy. Like, chicken, potatoes, that's good, whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, when I was growing up, like, I don't really remember her or my dad, like, really cooking a lot. Whenever she was working, like, after she got married to Tom, Tom cooked a lot at some point. Then that role has reversed now, like, in today's time. But, like, growing up, I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
I remember one time, I went to... I really, like, just remember the times that I kind of have gotten sick off the food. But it hasn't stopped me from eating the food.
Right.
It's just a memory that I have.
Yeah.
One time we went to my grandpa's house, and there was, like, this restaurant where you could shine rocks and then, like, take them home with you. You know what kind of restaurant I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a southern thing, I guess.
What do you mean by shine rocks?
Like, they have a, like... rocks there and you shine them and then you get to take them home.
But what do you mean by shine? Like you shine them in the light?
No, like clean them, scrub them, like make them shiny. No. Okay.
They didn't take us out much when we were kids.
That's why you guys cooked at home.
Yeah.
So, but this place, I got a grilled cheese and I'm a fan of grilled cheese like to this day. You can't mess up a grilled cheese.
No,
but
it's really hard.
I don't know. We went back home. I got put on the floor. So when my brother and sister are around. I was so like,
why were you put on the floor?
I had to sleep on a pallet on the floor because there's not enough beds. Not sure why I couldn't sleep on the couch, but I don't know. Anyway, so I slept on the floor, and then I remember waking up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and just sat up and. On my pallet and barfed like projectile all over like our luggage.
Oh no.
And my dad like wakes up and he's like, are you okay? And I was like, no, just threw up everywhere. And so he like woke up, like we cleaned it up and blah, blah, blah. But like that. And then one time I ate a hard taco at Taco Bell.
Oh no.
Did the same thing. And I think it was just didn't agree with my tummy, but
yeah.
I don't remember, like, good, like, meals that my parents ever cooked.
Uh-oh.
That
well, not just
bring
like your
me back to
cooked,
my
though.
Childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom was just, like, one of those. Well, she was, like, a stay-at-home mom for, like, first couple of years we moved here.
Mm.
So, but she didn't believe. I mean, she also grew up in, like, a little pueblo in Mexico where, like, you know, she was milking the cows and stuff and, like, raw milk and all that. So she didn't believe in all the canned and like box stuff. Cause it's, I want to say that's more popular here in the States than it is anywhere else.
Yeah, for sure.
And so when we'd be like, oh, like we want McDonald's, we're like, nope, there's beans at the house.
Yeah.
There's literally like, hay frijoles en la casa. Literally. Like, ask any like Mexican, and that's a phrase their mom used. Hay comida en la casa, there's food at the house.
Yeah.
So, but we got sidetracked there.
I know. Yeah, it just is, it's not like, it doesn't deter me from eating or anything like that. Mm-hmm. That would be a problem. But no, it just sometimes like when I overthink it, it just grosses me out and I'm like, let's chew faster. Just get it down.
I love food, which is why I'm like struggling right now, but I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with like the foodie people I grew up with. And then I also watched a lot of the Food Network.
But if you're going to give me like a good steak and then
what's a good,
like
steak
a good
to you?
Meal.
Like, how do you like your steak cooked?
Like medium rare.
Okay.
I like good food. It's just, I don't crave food, really.
Really? Like, you don't ever like, oh, like, guys, I've been craving like corn in a cup.
No.
No?
But like, if you mention it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. I've had it before. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm not over here like salivating at a corn in a cup.
I'm not salivating, but it's like, it's just like, oh, like I haven't had that in a while.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're built different.
This should be like a psychology class.
Yeah, it's fine. We're built different.
We are. It's okay.
Yeah. So that was a weird thing to me, but I did. Actually, when he said that, I mentioned that same thing to him.
What'd he say?
He was like, you're fucking weird. So, I eat because I know I need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
Yeah, you said that and I'm like, what?
I mean, but I get hungry. You know, like I'm hungry. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird, but I did mention that to Megan one time and she was like, yeah, like I feel that too. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like I'm not the only weird ass person. yeah, but I feel like not drinking, like not being thirsty is weirder than.
That is weirder because your body like.
Your body's like made up of like 80%.
Yeah, something like that.
Water.
Yeah.
And you need to replenish it.
Yeah, or else like you'll get kidney stones.
Yeah,
liver.
Reason why we started talking about it was because he bought this Stanley, and it's a cute Stanley. Mm-hmm. Like Stanleys are all cute, but he's like, "Look, I got a Stanley," and it's like it's a blue. It's like cobalt blue, but it has like kind of a purple tint to it. Like
okay,
it's like a purpley blue cobalt tint.
Okay.
Cobalty color. And I was like, is that your wife's? And he was like, no, it's mine. And I was like, oh, okay, like what color is that? And he's like, it's blue. And I was like, kind of purpley blue. And he was like, it's not, it's blue. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right, it's blue. It's just like on his desk, like super proud. And
that's
then
so funny.
Like every time somebody would walk in, I'm like, what color is that? And the other guy that we're like hiring on, he was like, that is like a definitely like a purple cup. And I was like, see,
that's funny,
I told you. But then another guy, like I don't think that guys really can see color.
I don't think so.
Like somebody would say, what color is your shirt?
This is like a I would describe it as like a forest green.
Yeah, that's what I would say too.
Yeah, a guy would just say green. Yeah,
like I need more descriptive because there's like a whole scale of different greens.
Yeah.
Or different blues.
Yeah.
They have no idea. It's like just
no,
blue.
No, they don't. Yeah, but it's like what kind of blue? We're talking about like dark blue or like baby blue, like sky blue.
Purple blue.
Yeah. Purple pink skies. Yeah. I just thought of that. That's a Taylor Swift lyric, but it's
So that's how it started. And then he's like, I bought this so I could drink more water. I was like, okay, that's fair. I was like, I drink water like a fish.
Yeah.
And that's how that whole conversation
That's
started.
so weird.
I was like, what conversation did we have? I don't remember. Yeah, let's talk about our event, our Valentine's
Yes.
Day event, and then how it ended, because
Yeah.
it was really fun
It was fun.
and it lasted way too long.
Oh, way too long. We were out way too late.
Which is, you know,
We haven't done that in a while. It's okay.
I know, but it was so random.
It was very random.
So, as you guys know, we had our single soiree Valentine's event for all the singles in Dallas. And I had a really good time. I think that more people should have come because we had a really good time.
Yeah.
We played games. We had, what's that game called that we had? Jenga,
Jenga.
where Louisa and I custom made these Jenga pieces for this event. Super fun. Kind of like two games in one where you're playing Jenga and then also playing King's Cup at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was just a fun way to like interact with people that you've never met before, you know, talk to them without having to really talk to them while you're
Yeah.
playing a
It's
game.
kind of like a nice little icebreaker.
Exactly. And then once we left there, actually, no. Let me back up a little bit. Let me back up a little bit. Louisa, we're setting up, and I think last week we talked about how you were supposed to be texting your crush to remind him of this event. And did you do it?
I didn't like the Monday or Tuesday
That you were
because
supposed to.
that I was supposed to.
You were supposed to do it like a couple days prior to the event.
Yes.
When did you
Because
text him?
I texted him Wednesday
The
morning
day of.
and I was like, "Hey, stranger." And which I think that's funny and cute.
That's like just a typical, I don't know. It's not like anything new. I feel like
Well, because
everyone says
also,
that.
he hadn't responded to some of my messages. And I was like, kind of just like,
You should have just been like, hey,
hello.
fucker, respond to me.
And then my phone autocorrected to Ducker. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, no.
Hey, fuck
That's
face.
very
Hey, duck
aggressive.
face. Well, sometimes you need to just be like, this
I
is what
know.
I
So I
want.
said, hey, stranger. And then. I got busy the rest of the day. I didn't really hear from him. So, oh my God, did you hear that? That was my stomach. Oh
No.
my God, there's like a war going on in there.
Oh, God.
And so then Fernanda went with me to go get a couple of the things for the event, and we got ready there. And I just sent him like another quick, short, sweet text that said, if you're not doing anything tonight, you should stop by for a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And left it
Perfect.
perfect, short, sweet, left it at that. And then I think you got there and like we got busy and then it was just Aaron,
Chaos.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he responded for like an hour.
I think he responded like around 7-ish.
So
Like
45 minutes.
middle of
Okay.
the party. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He responded like right away.
Well, not right
No,
away.
sorry. The
She's
fuck am I saying? I'm getting
getting
flustered.
flustered just thinking about it and trying to reread her text messages right
Literally.
now.
So he responds, y'all can't see me, but I can literally feel
I
myself
can,
blushing.
yeah, you are.
He goes, hey, pretty. OMG, sorry. I've been so bad about responding. Legit having the worst week ever, and I got roped into working tonight. And then he sends me a picture of his like sad face. I'm
Of
assuming
him,
of him,
yeah,
a picture of him like kind of like
being sad
being sad.
that he's working.
Yes.
Yeah, so Luisa got this text message, almost fainted out of her chair.
I still
I those call points. Fernanda, call Angeline, call everyone, all the witnesses. She literally was so taken aback just by the messages that he responded. So we're all like, dude, he freaking likes you. Yeah, it kind of sucks that he didn't respond until just now, but our party's about to end. Like, let's say we'll stop by, like, mm-hmm. after a drink. Like, yeah. we'll be done by, like, 9:30-ish.
Yeah.
And so he comes back and says, oh, cool, like, we don't open till 9, so mm-hmm. just come in whenever yeah. you guys get here. So that's how we ended up at the Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where this man works.
Yeah.
And, which Excuse maybe me. We shouldn't say that, but.
They don't know which one.
Yeah, it's fine. Which is a really fun place. I've been there twice now, and I'm like, I want to go back every single day.
I know. They have conferences every week.
Every week, there's new people. So we get there. We get a drink, and I'm trying to, like, I forgot about this until just now.
What?
But we remember when we started playing shuffleboard?
Yes.
And I'm trying to teach y'all how to play because yes. y'all don't know. And y'all are just, you know, goofing off or whatever. And I was just explaining the rules to y'all. And then yes. This guy comes over and he just, like, inserts himself and starts mm-hmm. mansplaining things to me on how to play this game. And I did not like that very much and told him, like, I was trying to be really nice mm-hmm. and, you know, I was like, if you don't know, because he kept being like, well, yeah, like, we played different everywhere. Like, he was from California. He's like, this, you know, this game, like, can be played different ways and blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, well, we're in Texas. Like, if you want to learn, like, just listen, like, stand there and listen because I'm explaining it to, like, mm-hmm. everyone. And he just, like, wouldn't stop talking. And so I was like, okay, well, like, I just think that this conversation is, you know, run its course mm-hmm. and we're just talking in circles at this point. He's like, yeah, I think that I'm just going to go get a drink. And I was mm-hmm. like, cool. Thank God. And so he walks away. And then that's when I come over to y'all. And that's when he like, starts walking over to me or comes back over. And, well, before that, I was like, guys, like, you guys could have come and, like, saved me. Or well, intervened.
I do want to input, like, our part of, well, just my part. I can't speak for Angeline. But from the minute he came up, he was like, oh, I'm your cheerleader, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, whatever, fucking weirdo. And we kept playing. And I just kind of, like, I don't know. Like, you're very nice, so, like, when people come up and, like, very gracious. Like, me, I'm like,
don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Get the fuck away.
Oh, Leave. My God. I just snorted.
And so when he was like, not here I think for you. I asked him, I was like, and who are you? After Angeline and I were going, because I don't know what he was saying. And I was like, and who are you? And he was like, oh, I'm your cheerleader. And I was like, that's interesting. And I turned around and Angeline were having like a completely separate conversation. I will speak for myself. I couldn't really fully hear when he was over there. I did hear like some of the later parts. And that's when Angeline and I were like, Aaron really knows how to, like, hold her ground. Like, we're so proud of her. Like, blah, 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 blah.
You should know by the looks of my...
Fernanda was next to you.
And Fernanda left.
Okay, well, we're going to have a conversation with her.
I know. She was like, I didn't want to talk to him, so I just left. I'm like, girlfriend, that's not how this situation works.
Next time, just leave with her.
Well, she needs to be like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom and grab my arm. True. She just went into the bathroom by herself.
I didn't realize that.
I'm like... Okay, and then she
comes
back.
Well, that's another conversation we'll have to have with her. We will. You don't go to the bathroom by yourself.
No. We're in a strange hotel.
Exactly.
There's strange people everywhere.
You don't know these people? Yeah.
These people are here for a conference. They don't live here.
Literally, yeah.
You just pick up and go.
Exactly.
Yeah. We need to have that conversation with her. Also, take a buddy with you when they're talking, when they're being annoyed by a stranger.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm over here like, girls, save me. I gave you guys the look. I was looking at you guys, like, trying to, like, not be so obvious.
What look were you giving?
I was trying to give you guys, like, come help or like say something
or
I
didn't see it.
I know because you guys were just wrapped up in your own conversation and whatever. So I walk over there and they're like, you did such a good job. Like you can always handle your own. And I'm like, yeah, I know I can handle my own, but like sometimes it's just better when somebody intervenes.
True.
It ends faster, you know? Mm-hmm. So then he comes back over to our table mm-hmm. and he's like, I just want to apologize. And I was like, no, you don't need to apologize. He's like, will you just let me finish? And I'm like, excuse me? No. And he just started like talking about his childhood or I don't even remember what he was talking about.
His relationship traumas.
Yeah. And Angeline was like, this is when Angeline finally stepped in.
Yeah.
She's like, I think you are done. I think you just need to leave. This is not a productive conversation. And
we're
he's
getting
like,
nowhere.
And he's we're like, getting you're right. We're getting you're nowhere. Right. And points at Angeline's like, you're getting, or you're right is what he said. Yeah. And then he looks at me, he's like, you're beautiful. I'm sorry. And then leaves. And I'm like, I don't even know what happened. I like needed another drink right immediately yeah. after that. And then that's how we started the evening. This was before really we even had gotten started.
Yeah.
With at the Sheridan. Mm-hmm. So nobody learned shuffleboard because that.
I did. I was having fun. I think he ruined the moment because I think we were having fun.
We were. I thought.
And he comes in, he's, I don't know. God, I hate men.
I know.
Not all men, but like men. But,
obviously, like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And he's like, oh, well, we just play it differently. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, if you want to fucking learn how to play it in Texas, sit down and shut your mouth.
Yeah.
God. Anyways, so then we started.
She's getting heated again.
I wasn't even getting heated, but, like, thinking back on it.
It's just, like, annoying.
It's annoying.
He's like, if you want a pestering mosquito that won't fucking
But if you
leave.
Want to, like, hang out with us, be cool.
Yeah.
I'm all about, you know me, I'm all about more the merrier. Like, if you're cool, you can come hang out with us. But yeah. if you suck, get away. Yeah. Like, get away. Yeah. I'm not down for it.
Yeah.
And I will fucking tell you if you suck. Like, mm-hmm. maybe not in that way. I will be nice
about it. You're very polite about
it,
yeah.
I will not put up with it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he sucked. And we got rid of him just to, you know, add another one to the list.
Yep.
But what happened after that? I feel like the night was like very
we
shortened.
Moved. We shifted from there.
We shifted to that big table.
Yes.
We moved a couple of times.
Yeah.
But, Luisa's crush came over and was like talking to her and she was blushing.
Was I?
Yes.
Oh. I don't even.
But yeah, we just like sat down and talked and I feel like it was just a good time. The time went by so fast.
Yeah, it really did.
But we ended up staying out until like 3 a.m., which was not
smart.
Well, it was just not expected.
Well, like when I was getting home, my alarms were going off for Same. Like when I usually wake up. And I was like,
yeah,
nope.
Not turning that off.
Nope.
Turning that off. I was like, I will sleep for 45 minutes and then get up. No, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That was a good lie that I told myself.
Oh, no, I turned all of my
Because
off.
Also, I wasn't like, I was definitely tipsy mm-hmm. still.
I was more exhausted.
I would, I was like, tipsy. When I woke up, like, I probably woke up at 6. But when I woke up, I wasn't hungover. I was just tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we did stop drinking. It was just exhaustion.
Yeah.
But then, so why we stayed so late, I'm sure some of you are asking, like, well, if you guys were so fucking tired, like, just go the fuck home.
Right.
That's not how my brain works. My brain is like, let's stay out until we can't stay out anymore.
Yeah.
Well, this one guy kept coming over to our table who was also...
He was weird.
Weird.
He was weirder than the first guy.
Which he seemed normal at first.
Oh, because he came up mm-hmm. while the other guy... While we were at shuffleboard.
Yeah. He did come up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that guy kind of seems more normal than this guy. Like,
right.
If he's coming up to us, then he's probably normal.
Right.
After the fact. And then I think, like, just the drunker and drunker he got, the weirder he got.
Yeah.
And so this other group of guys comes over and talks to us. Like, they could tell that this guy was, like, just being weird and... I'm sure the looks on our faces were just like, mm-hmm.
Well, he started, like dancing. I don't, oh, he insulted you.
Oh.
Remember?
No.
I don't know what we were talking about. I don't know what we, but he was like, someone brought up teachers or something, like asking what we do or something. And I don't know how, I think you said teachers, or I don't know how teachers were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, like, and he made a comment of like, oh, so you're stupid. Something like that. And we were like, what? Do you not remember?
I do remember. I'm trying to like,
I can't piece it together. I think it
had to do with like what your shirt said. Because you were like, all of this and brains too was what your shirt said. And he goes, oh, so you're... He's like, what are you, teachers or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So you're, I don't remember, but he did say something like that. He was like,
are you stupid? And we were like, what?
Like, sir, I'm smarter than you, I'm sure. Yeah.
And then he was like, and then he started dancing or something. And he's like, dancing is a skill. And I was like, that's a skill you clearly don't have. And then those guys came over and I was like, thank God.
Yeah, they were definitely a breath of fresh air and part of the conference too. So all of these people like are intertwined and kind of like work with each other, but they don't know each other. So it's weird.
They're like from across the nation.
Yeah. They don't know who each other are. And so I don't know. This one guy started talking to me about real estate and I could talk about real estate all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in New York. Yeah. I actually gave him my business card and he emailed me I have the email at 2:56 saying, thanks for the nice conversation and like advice or whatever. So that's how late we were out.
Right.
Cause I think I was like almost home at that time.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Yeah. But yeah, it was an interesting night.
It was.
And how did you feel about it with your little crush?
I felt really
crush?
Good. I did like tell my, like, luckily I worked from home on the following mm-hmm. day, so I didn't get up till like 10 minutes before I had to turn my computer on.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily I had therapy that day too. Cause I was like, there's a lot of, are we good?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's just like a lot of like, I think I was like fresh off, hungover, exhausted. And I was like, I think my mind was just like on overdrive. And so like I had therapy and I was like telling her about it. How like he gave me a hug. He gave y'all a hug. Like he was like very just like himself.
Yeah.
At least I think.
I do think that he is a girl's girl or girl's guy. A girl's guy. Like he can sit and hang out with your friends and it's not weird. Or it's not like force or well, like he also has sisters
though. That's what it has to do because my brother gets along, he tells me, he's like in his friend group he like can chill and like hang out with the girls,
yeah,
because he can get and understand them very well and they're always like, oh my god, like why, and he's like, I have an older sister so
who bosses me around and makes me do things,
yeah. So in that sense I'm like, okay, like I like that quality,
yeah,
in a man.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, I don't know, like, because I was very ready Thursday to, like, text him to ask him out. I was very like, you know what?
Just
going to do it. And my therapist was like, she's very excited for me and happy and everything. But she was like, I want us to wait.
Mm-hmm.
She's like.
I like how she's like us. Like, you guys are a unit.
I know.
I'm with that unit.
Yes.
I want us to
well,
wait.
Well, I called you guys the council because I was like, I'm just going to call them council because they're my friends. And they're like, I was like, the council decided that we should send this message. So we sent that message. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't really get to say.
No, I didn't.
But it was needed to be done.
Yes. So.
Order in the court.
Yeah.
Order in the council.
Order in the council. Yeah. So, I told her about that and she was like laughing about it. She thought it was hilarious. And I told her how we were like arguing about, cause I was like, I wanted to write, oh boo, like wish you could come or something stupid. And you're like, no, Luisa, like that's so weird.
It just seems like something that you would send to a friend, not somebody like that you have a crush on.
And bummer?
I think bummer is better than boo.
Bummer gives like aw shucks vibes.
I don't think so. It worked. We got you there.
We did. So anyway, so I talked to her about it and she was like, look, she's like, at this point, she's like, you've kind of like been the one like initiating contact. She's like, you already invited him out of
Yeah, that's
his
true.
workplace. She's like, let's kind of like put the ball in this court. Let's see if he texts you. She's like, so this was Thursday, and I was like, okay, so like if I don't hear from him, I was, excuse me, I was like in my head, I said, I think it's very likely he might not.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, like, she's like, we're not gonna think about it. She said, come Sunday, text me, and then we'll figure it out. And so I got the stomach bug over the weekend, and it's like my body was like, you're not gonna think about anything this weekend. So I didn't even think about him or
Yeah.
literally anything.
Just about surviving.
Yeah, so I texted her yesterday and I was like, which I guess this is like where I guess need your advice.
Okay.
Because Fernanda was like, just do it. Just text him. But I texted her. I said I didn't hear from him, but I also had a stomach bug, so I didn't really care. And she said, she's like, and regarding texting him, what do you think? What does your intuition want you to do? I said, I don't know. I said, on one side, I'm like, I just kind of want to like, fuck it, do it. Because I'm like, what do I have to lose? Nothing, right?
I can see both sides. What finish the conversation and I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
I said, like, on the other, it's just like my fear of rejection and overthinking. And so she said, I guess you're right. What's there to lose? And even if you are rejected, then it's at least someone you haven't established anything with. And then she said, dot, dot, dot. However, I do wish he had texted.
Well, yeah, obviously, I wish you would have texted as well. My thing, I definitely think that it's not going to like affect you as negatively as you think it might. Like if he says, "Oh, sorry, like
Right.
I'm not interested." I think that it's going to be a challenge just because you haven't done that in
A lot.
forever.
Yeah.
So, like that's probably the scariest part because like you said, the worst thing that can happen is that he says no and y'all stay friends.
Yeah.
But I think too, like don't overthink it and be like, well, if he says no, then we can't be friends because that's not necessarily the case. I feel
Right.
like he's kind of made that clear that you are friends. And so maybe he's like, well, I don't want to mess that up. But you also haven't like hung out with him very much,
Yeah.
like
And
in
so
a
like when
one-on-one
I say like
setting.
I want to text him, I'm
Like, what
not
would
asking
you?
him out on a date. Like I'm genuinely just like, oh, like we should like hang out for like a cup of coffee. 'Cause he did make a comment to me. He's like, I don't really like to drink much because I'm around it all the time.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I prefer to garden, as they call it.
He looks like he would be a gardener.
He does. We gardened with him.
What?
We smoked weed with him, Aaron.
Oh. Wow. I forgot we did that. Oh my God. I forgot we did that.
I honestly think, because, like, you know how you and Angela are like, talk to him, talk to him, like, keep talking to him. I literally think the gardening subdued something in me because I just felt so quiet the rest of the night.
I feel like that too.
I felt like I was just like, I just kind of sat there and looked pretty. And I was just like,
Agreeing with everything.
yeah. And I was listening to everyone's conversations because the guy that emailed you, he kept asking questions. And I was like, oh, yeah, this. And he's like, she's sneaky, this one.
I think you should text him. And even if it's more so of like, I don't know, like texting him to hang out maybe like during the day, but then maybe next time if we go to his bar or if you go to his bar,
Yeah.
only go for like an hour or so, and then he can get a glimpse of you, and then we leave and go somewhere else and go out.
Yeah.
But like last two times you and I were there, we
We
stayed
stayed late. Yeah.
late. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But what would you text him if you were to text him?
I don't even know.
What do you want to, like, what would you want to text him? Like, hey, let's grab coffee sometime.
Okay, so like the first thing that comes to my mind right now, it's like, hey, like when's your next free day? Would love to hang out. That made me cringe just now.
Yeah, that whole
That
thing
gave me
makes me
the ick,
cringe.
like major.
I think we'll need to work on it. But I think that you should text him and be like, hey, like, it was fun seeing you last week. Let's.
Hope you're doing good. Let's.
No.
Okay.
We're
This
not
is why I need the
emailing.
council, guys.
I hope this text message finds you
You
well.
well. Regards,
Yeah.
Louisa.
Best warm wishes.
Ew. My email does have regards, my signature.
Ew.
I don't know
I hate
why.
that. Mine just says thank you
I just
for
feel like thank you is
reading.
like too.
To
I
what?
don't know.
Nice?
No, like, because
Normal?
sometimes I'm like, depending on like the body of like email I'm sending, I'm like, what am I thanking anybody in this email for? I
For
don't know.
reading the email.
Well, true.
Their time.
True. I'll have to.
Okay, so we're not emailing him.
No.
So it can just be very casual. Be like,
Okay.
hey, it was good to see you last week. Let's get together soon.
Okay.
Something simple like that.
Okay.
Very vague. If he wants to get together soon, he'll respond.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Just don't have any, like, something that I, and we've I talked about this so many times on dating in this podcast. And I don't know. It's really crazy how we've had this podcast since
Excuse
2019,
me.
and none of us, neither of us has like had a real boyfriend since. Like, I also don't think that we're very trying very hard to like find one either. Like, we're just dating and having
Yeah.
fun and like going through the motions.
Yeah.
But something that I struggle with when I do decide that I want to go on a date or like dive into
Yeah.
the dating world is my mind immediately goes like, this could be the one. This
Yeah.
could be my husband.
Yeah,
And
I think the same
I
thing.
psych myself out. And I, you can't do that.
Well, like
You need to
I
text him and just text him as a friend, because
Yes.
even if you have a crush on him, you want to build on the friendship that you have
I
or that you
agree.
put the potential that you have with him. Don't make it weird or obsessive, like, because I, like, you're my best friend. I can text you 10 million times and
Yeah.
it's not weird.
Right.
If you guys have a friendship that becomes that, then that's awesome. And then
Right.
if there's a mutual feeling of more, it's built on a friendship that you guys have
Right.
rather than feeling, oh, well, I like this guy. I think he's cute. I'm gonna ask him out. And getting denied.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You and I had this conversation, I think, after you first met him.
Yeah.
And I agree on building the friendship and
So I think
everything.
you just texting him out of not and not have the expectation that it's going to turn into something more, you're not going to be
Disappointed.
disappointed in
Right.
that. Because at that point, it's like, okay, well, a friend of mine just can't hang out today,
Right,
you
yeah.
know? And I mean, obviously,
That's a
friendships,
really good way of like
looking at
putting
it.
it,
Yeah.
yeah.
I know, I'm so smart. But if, what was I gonna say? Dang it.
Sorry.
Okay. It'll come back to me.
But I agree with like the. So Aaron asked me earlier, because I have like this red string on
Oh,
my
yeah.
right arm. I didn't think about
It's
that.
literally, guys, I know you guys can't see it. It looks like a piece of yarn from an old sweater.
It's a piece of yarn, not yarn,
Thread.
thread. Because I have it in my head. Well, because I came across it.
It is
Okay.
very worn out.
Well, yes, I need to invest in a better one.
I have some red yarn at my house, or
Well,
yarn
no.
thread.
Well, let me explain the theory of like why I'm even
It looks like
wearing
it's
it.
about to fall off. It looks
I'm
like it's
honestly
not even
surprised it
supposed to
hasn't
be
fallen
there.
off. Okay, I forced it on.
It looks like you were wearing a red sweater earlier and
It
that
just
got
got
stuck
caught. Yeah,
on your wrist.
it just looked like that. So I saw on TikTok, like maybe a month and a half ago or something, this girl was talking about the red string theory, which is pretty similar to the invisible string theory. And it's, you know, the invisible string theory is like you are connected to your soulmate. And your paths will cross multiple times in your lifetime, but you guys won't meet until like the perfect, until the universe is like, this is it.
Yeah.
And so
you've waited long enough.
Yes. They're like, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
So the red string theory has very similar, like it's exactly the same. Although like people believe, I think in like,
except you can see it.
Well, no, let me explain. I'm getting there.
Oh.
So like in Asian culture, they believe more into like the red string theory. And so it's you wear red string or red thread around your wrist. And when it falls off, like by itself, it's you've met you're the one. And so this girl.
Who believes in this?
It's an Asian culture. The invisible string is like. I think universal.
Okay.
I think everybody has their own version of it, but like the red string, I think it's more like.
So it's like in that moment when the string falls off, you're
not
gonna
really
meet.
In that moment, but it's like you'll just kind of like notice it's
not there.
Gone. Yeah.
So then, like, what if you're secluded on a desert island or something?
Well, then you're fucked. I don't know what to tell you there.
Maybe someone, I don't know. Anyways.
But I think it also has to do a lot with like. You know, right person, right time or something, because I'll have to find a TikTok because I don't remember it very well. But this woman was like, I was working at this store and she's from New York and she like found this like red string and she had remembered this like couple from the day before they had come. So they show up like a couple days later and she was like, oh my God, like, is this yours? And he had been wearing one too, but he proposed since then.
So they were both wearing the red string?
I have to find it. I think I don't remember it very well, but it's something like that. And something like that. I'll have to find it.
You
I don't
need to
remember
find
it.
This because maybe it's just a way, you know, when you go to those parties and it's like you have a green cup, you have a yellow cup,
it
you
wasn't
have a
like
red
that.
Cup.
No.
It's a way to point out people like
no,
that are
I know.
Looking for, and
I
then
know.
You're like, oh, I have a red string on my wrist too. And then you become.
No, it's not like that. I don't know. I feel like I'm remembering it wrong. That's why I'm like, I need to go back and find it. But I do have like the meaning behind the red string theory. It's like two people are connected by a red thread, are destined lovers, regardless of place, time, or circumstances. This magical cord may stretch or tangle but never break. And then this, it says it's similar to the Western concept, which is like us over here on the Western side, the invisible string.
So my question is, does the other person also have to have a red string?
No.
So if they're like, I don't know what the fuck you're
talking
about,
some people,
I don't have a red string.
Well, like I'm saying, like some people believe just like in the invisible string theory and they don't have anything. And so when I say invisible string theory, there are couples that like their lives have literally like their paths have crossed.
Yeah.
But they have never like they could have been in like in the same college campus.
Yeah.
They could have had like the same group of friends, but he was at their friend's wedding and she missed that wedding
yeah.
that she was supposed to be at. It's like little things like that. And it's like you don't meet until it's
but then
just the right
the
time.
Red string theory is like timing, more timing. Like when it falls off, it's about to happen.
Something like that. I don't know. Like I said, I have to like
that
look.
Seems like more of like what it is. But
not timing, but it's like, oh. I don't know. Like I said, I have
okay,
to go find
well,
that TikTok
look it
that
up.
Explains it better.
Yeah, look it up. Because I literally have not... When did you put that on?
I've literally been wearing this for like 2 weeks now.
I have not noticed it until just today.
Maybe like a week and a half.
I haven't noticed it
until
like
today. Something like that. Let me Google it real fast.
I literally was like, what the fuck is on your wrist? Literally looks like a dangly, ratted
Okay, so
yarn piece.
it says your intentions have been fulfilled. I don't know.
Just find the TikTok leader and send it to me, and we can let the world know.
Okay. We'll update y'all later.
If that falls off, that looks like it's gonna fall off any minute.
I know, but I just think because it's like worn.
But isn't that the point?
I'm so fucking delusional that I could be like, oh my God, I've met the one. Or I'm like, I gotta put another one
But
on.
I feel like that's literally about to fall off and like
It's
disintegrate and.
holding pretty tight.
It's
And I've
just,
taken showers with this,
yeah,
obviously.
maybe you just need to get like the little pieces of lint off of it.
Well, I think I think
That's
it's like part of the fucking thing. Oh wait, do I have time to tell one more story?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, you do.
Okay. So there's this documentary I watched that's really perfect for me
We're just
on
gonna like
Sunday. I know, I know. Well,
switch
I just thought
gears.
about it.
Okay.
I just thought
Switch
about it.
gears.
I'm taking the lint off my red thread. There's this documentary I watched on Netflix. And have you ever heard the song We Are the World? It's like from 1984, 85,
Sing it.
85. We are the world. We are the children.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a documentary based on like how they recorded it and everything that went behind the scenes.
Okay.
And so they recorded that song in one night. They had one night to record it because they were gathering some of the biggest pop stars of that time. And it was just like really they like were singing the song to bring awareness to like famine happening in Africa. And so, you know, it's got Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Cyndi Lauper, like some of like the greatest, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, like some of the, like the greatest singers, songwriters like of our lifetime. And it was just so fascinating because it was like, oh, we're gonna have all these artists for this one night because there's gonna be an award show. We have to do it that night. And it's like it was just insane to like watch them all and like interact with one another because they're not used to like Bruce Springsteen flew after touring, which he never does, just to record the song. And it was just a lot of these guys were like really, I was like, you guys are hot. I get it.
I feel like men, like there are a lot of attractive men in today's age. I feel like men were built differently back then.
100%.
Like, what
100%.
happened to the men? Video games.
Video games, 9 to 5s, like, excuse me, like it's been studied that like the non like manual labor
Yeah.
that they don't, 'cause I mean if you think about it, like at those in those times, like men were still like building and fixing and doing their own things.
Wait.
What?
What was the point of that story?
Oh, so I think it's a really good documentary because it's just like I was telling my coworker today, I was like, it was just so like mind-blowing to me that they're all just like these are some of like the greatest artists of that time and honestly probably of this time because I was thinking to myself, I was like, one, we need something like that to kind of like bring everybody together.
Well, do you remember that when all the
The
Disney,
Haney song.
no,
Oh.
I was thinking of when all the Disney star characters came in, and they sang
No.
something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was for The Lion King.
Yeah, it's not the same. That's for The Lion King.
I know, but it was cool that they all came together.
Yeah.
What was the song? The
I don't remember.
For some reason,
I
it came
remember it
on.
was like very, because it was like Miley, Demi, Selena,
All
the
of them.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. But no, it wasn't like that.
The Circle of Life.
Sure,
I
I don't
think.
remember.
Okay. So what's the point of, you're just amazed that they all got together?
Well, that, and I was just thinking, I was like, and I could be wrong and someone can, you know, send an angry email or whatever, but I'm just like, I don't think you could group in today's time that many artists in one, like that much talent in one room.
Yeah.
To sing a song, to like bring awareness to something. And I was like, okay, like I could name a couple of like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Harry Styles.
NSYNC?
Sure. Well, I'm talking about like that are like trending right in, not trending, but that are
Britney
like
Spears?
Ed Sheeran, Britney Spears, yes.
I mean, I don't think she's as good as she was, but she
I don't think so
is
either.
Still.
But powerful. I'm just talking
Christina
about like
Aguilera.
The powerhouse. Erin, I'm going to have to sit you down and watch this documentary.
Okay.
Because it's like the way they were like, no, we need, they have Bob Dylan there. They have this like they just have like covered all of their like their bases.
Christina Aguilera is a good one.
I'm not saying she's not, but I'm saying like in like, yes, she's good. Christina Aguilera. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe there's just, like, more female artists.
I think there are,
probably. I just don't think there's many. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But it was just very.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of this.
I was awestruck. I was awestruck, okay?
I don't know what the point of.
I'm still awestruck.
I don't know what the point of this story is.
Well, I just thought it was a really good document.
God, this is a very long way to just say,
hey, anyway.
You should watch the documentary. It was really cool.
It was really cool, guys.
Okay.
I recommend it.
What was it called?
I don't even remember.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Y'all will see it. It was, like, one of the top listed, what's it called? Hold on. Let me find it so nobody can be like, I don't even know what this is.
Okay, so to get back on track of what we were talking about, like, kind of in the middle of that, that men are just not built as the same as they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that TikTok that you sent me or that video that you sent me of like men back in the day built those. They built them. Like they built them with their
they
hands.
They built what?
They built the building.
Like they built them.
I just think you guys
should
know.
Yeah, like.
They built everything.
Like, yes, I agree. Like these. Palaces.
Beautiful.
They painted
like beautiful architecture,
yes.
Art, just insane. And now it's like the bar is so fucking low.
I agree.
You can't even
get a text.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, you're not even that cute.
Yeah.
Like you need to like lower your voice when you're talking to me.
Yes, agree.
Not you specifically,
no.
But like
no, I know.
Men in general.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Like the fact that people and men can just go around and thinking that their shit like just doesn't stink because for whatever reason, I don't know, it is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say earlier before I had to say why I brought up my documentary was there have actually been studies that show, like, because I guess there's not an infertility issue, but, like, infertility is a lot more common right now, like, in couples that want to, like, grow their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, like, every men, always, their first to blame is, like, oh, it's the woman's uterus.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, no, they've actually found that because like men are not as laborious as they were back in the day.
Mm.
Their sperm are slower and actually kind of
stupid.
Shoot blanks. Let's be honest.
I mean.
And so it's actually, they've actually tying it to like their like daily physical, like how physical are you? And
yeah.
I'm not saying that back in the day, like they were hitting the gym. Like, no, I'm talking about like. They were building.
They were swinging a hammer.
They were
like doing stuff and walking. Like there are people, and I can't say this because I don't work out every single day. I did work out yesterday and my legs are really sore today. But I don't work out every single day. And I know it's not good for me to like not, but also if you think about it, there weren't cars back then. They had to walk everywhere or ride a horse, which is also kind of an exercise if you think about it.
It is. It's a core exercise for sure.
And you have to squeeze it with your legs so you don't
Yeah,
fall off. And you
that's
have to
true.
hold the little giddy up. If they had that back then, I don't know.
Yeah, I
So,
agree.
yeah, I think we're all in agreement that men are not built the same as they used to be.
No, they're not. They're
Which.
not. They're just like, there's like a, what is it? Like, they're not as motivated.
I just feel like they think women owe them something.
Yeah. They always, not all of them, again,
Yeah,
but a
we're
good
not.
percentage of them do.
Yeah. So it's very hard to like weave through and have energy to want to go and find the one that treats you right and appreciates you and, you know.
Especially because when we do meet, we're like, wow, this guy was like really nice. They're either gay or married or taken.
Yeah. Or they go and join the Navy.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I said this, that too. I don't think I said this on the podcast, but a couple months ago, I was like at this like Mexican party with my mom, and there was like a Mexican guy there,
Really?
and I was like, wow, like he's kind of cute. Like I'm
Yeah.
vibing with him. Like he's very intelligent. I was like, wow. And I asked my mom, and she's like, oh, honey, she's like, he's gay. She's like, trust me, you would have been the first one set up on that date. And I was like, do
Dang
it.
it.
Dang it.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. It'll happen. We'll just keep having these singles events and we'll keep, you know, crushing it and it'll
I'll
be
keep wearing my
great.
red string.
I want a red string now. We need to get like a strong red string. Or maybe we
I'm
want
gonna
it to
look
be a
into
week.
it. What?
Do we want it to be a week red
No,
string?
I
Oh,
don't.
okay.
Because, like, what if it's just some, like, regular old smoke? Is that the right word?
What?
I don't know what I said.
A regular old schmoke.
Schmuck is what I meant to say.
It's not supposed to fall off unless it's the right time.
Yes. But it's the same
But
as,
do you
like,
have to like be actively dating?
I don't know.
I need you to find out more information.
I will do my research tonight.
You literally have it on your wrist. I would have assumed you have done your
Well,
research
because I was
already.
like, you know what? I'm just gonna wear it for funsies because I'm delusional right now, right?
Okay, well, I literally have red yarn or
But
red
I don't think,
thread.
okay.
It's thread, it's thread. I don't know
Yes.
why I keep saying yarn. It's more fun to say than thread, I guess. I have red thread that I have it at home. I just put that on, just tie it in a knot on my wrist.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Sorry, I was Googling it because I'm like, I am now like
Questioning.
not questioning it, but I'm like, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
We'll find out.
I'm gonna go home and put my red thread on. You have to put it on your right wrist.
I don't think it matters.
Oh,
I
okay.
just put it on because my watch. I had my watch on.
Can't let the watch interfere.
I know.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Well,
that's
this
all
was
I
a fun
have. Yeah,
talk.
I know it was. Should we cheers the
Yes.
last of our
Lemonade.
nasty stale lemonade?
Yeah.
It's not nasty, it's just
It
stale
could be
lemonade.
better.
It could be better. Yeah. Yeah, it tastes the same. I want it to be better.
Me too. We'll have
Well,
better next week.
yeah, we'll tell you guys which one it is so you don't buy
Yeah.
it.
Remember, we don't.
Why?
No.
I'm sure they want to know. We've been talking shit about it
True.
the whole time.
True. All right.
Unless
Well,
you like stale lemonade,
yeah.
which it's not stale lemonade. It's stale Sprite.
It's like
It's
kind of like
like
Sierra Mist or what is it, 7-Up? One of those like very like, because there's one that's lemonier than Sprite.
Yeah. I think it's like Sierra Mist or something.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like that, but just like watered down.
Yeah, very watered down.
So, anyways, there's your review. We'll tell you which one it is so you don't
Buy
need to
it.
try it unless
Unless you want to
you
try
want to
it.
try it. But yeah, cheers again.
Cheers.
Love you guys. See you next
See you next
time or
week.
whatever. Talk to you next week. I was gonna say see you next week, but that wasn't right. And yeah, talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.